and 89.3.
And then just keep the vibe going.
Namibia's heart and soul.
Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
8:51 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. That's your time. We just checked out music from Zambia. Tio Nason with Blessings. Beautiful song indeed. For now, it's time for us as gents to huddle up because our good friend here, you know, Kavi, the empathy king, he's going to talk to us about something. We do this every single Wednesday. Whatever the case may be, we take what he says and we amplify it, we debate, we talk about it, how uncomfortable it may be. Let's get into it. Kavi.
Hey, good morning to the Fresh family, obviously. Good morning specifically to the Fresh Breakfast family and to my two favorite people on radio, Shaquan, NSK. Good morning to you guys. May the day just be blessed. And again, I'm just reminded that to thank you guys for the platform, to thank you guys for the opportunity, and to thank you guys for the great work that you're doing by, you know, what we call Radio Unusual and taking on topics that are, you know, usually taboo. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you,
dude. It is, however, Wednesday, and that only means one thing. It's time for my gents here on the Fresh Breakfast, and that means K Goodness is definitely on your radio. And you know, today is a special day, if I may say so myself. Today is my birthday, and one of the things I struggle a lot with is celebrating my birthday. I don't like celebrating my birthday.
Yeah.
I don't,
happy birthday,
like,
Kavi.
You know, going out and making a thing about it, it makes me feel very uncomfortable getting all the messages and so on. And but over the years, it's something that I've you know, learn to deal with, learn to live with, learn to be able to celebrate.
Yeah.
I never like being in the limelight. And that leads me to today's topic, gents, is that we need to learn to celebrate ourselves, right? We are so busy going out there, getting things done, working hard, and we barely ever find the time to celebrate ourselves. We need to learn to reward ourselves. We need to learn to stop focusing on the next thing all the time and give ourselves the time to be able to celebrate every victory, regardless of how little those victories may seem. Each and every victory means something. Each and everything that you achieve, regardless of how small, means something. And we need to learn to celebrate those. We need to start approaching ourselves with the same level of gratitude that we give to everyone else. So celebrate everything, man. Celebrate the fact that you look good today. Celebrate the fact that you went to gym today. Celebrate the fact that you made it out of bed this morning. Celebrate the fact that you made it to work on time, you know. Just learn to celebrate yourself. Give yourself the praise that you need. And, you know, a lot of us are so, so hard on ourselves. And in being hard on ourselves, we find it difficult to accept when other people are celebrating us, to accept when other people are complimenting us, because we're so hard on ourselves. We're so focused on the next thing, on the next goal. We just keep on going, 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 and going. And soon enough, before you know it, you're in a grave at 40, having suffered a heart attack because you never really took the time to slow down and celebrate yourself. So today, brothers, I just want you to celebrate yourself, celebrate your victories, regardless how small they are. Celebrate you as a person, celebrate how far you've come. Man, celebrate for no reason. And when you learn to celebrate yourself, when you learn to congratulate yourself and pat yourself on the back, it becomes easier to accept that when it comes from other people. When other people are complimenting you and celebrating you, it becomes easier to receive that. Like I always say, it's always difficult to give to other people what you don't have. So it also becomes easier to celebrate other people when you celebrate yourself.
Yeah.
You stop comparing other people, or you stop comparing yourself to other people. You know, so learn to celebrate yourself. In that way, you can celebrate other people, but give unto yourself the gift of celebrating yourself. That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
Thank you so much, my good sir. Yeah, it's true. Or I personally, I always struggle to celebrate my birthdays. It was only, what is it, like 2 years ago? Only 2 years ago, that's when I am like, okay, cool, you know, let me make this wish list thing, como esta, you know, let me. But I yeah, it's very uncomfortable for, like, for some reason. I just, like, for some, I just, until today, I can't pinpoint or put a finger on it, but
on why?
And why? It is a bit uncomfortable. But like in Kavi's words, we have to do it. Celebrate yourself. Thank you so much, Omes. We appreciate it. 8:56 on the other side, we talk entertainment.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.
Away Namibia. Celebrate.